From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In San Bernardino, California, 14 people are dead and 14 more wounded after gunmen opened fire at a social services facility called the Inland Regional Center. NPR's Lina Jaffe reports the gunman or gunmen fled after the incident.
According to San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Bergwan, there were three gunmen, though he said the investigation is fluid and that that number could change. All of the dead and wounded were in the conference area of the center. Bergwan said the attackers used long guns, not handguns, and, quote, came prepared to do what they did as if they were on a mission.
We have no information at this point to indicate that this is terrorist-related in the traditional sense that people may be thinking. Obviously, at minimum, we have a domestic terrorist-type situation that occurred here.
The gunmen made their getaway in a dark SUV. They remain unidentified. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
President Obama, meanwhile, was briefed on the shootings by his Homeland Security Advisor, Lisa Monaco, and according to the White House, is being kept informed as details of the attack continue to unfold. The president was asked about the shootings during an interview today with CBS News. He said while full details of what happened aren't yet known, he says the country needs to deal with the problem of mass gun violence.
We should come together in a bipartisan basis at every level of government to make these rare. As opposed to normal. We should never think that this is something that just happens in the ordinary course of events, because it doesn't happen with the same frequency in other countries.
The president also said there are steps that could be taken that, while not eliminating shootings, could, in his words, improve the odds they don't happen as frequently. The UN's nuclear watchdog group says Iran had a coordinated program to develop nuclear weapons up until 2003. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the State Department says the finding is consistent with what the U.S. has said about Iran.
As part of the deal to curb Iran's nuclear program, the IAEA has to close its file on Iran's past nuclear work. State Department spokesman Mark Toner says the report shows that Iran has met its commitments to answer the IAEA's questions.
The IAEA report is consistent with what the United States has long assessed with high confidence, and that is that Iran had a nuclear weapons program that was halted in 2003.
And he says the U.S. and other major powers will submit a resolution to close this issue at an IAEA meeting on December 15th and move ahead with implementing the rest of the deal, which includes sanctions relief for Iran. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
The official government employment numbers for November aren't due out till later this week, but payroll processing firm ADP says companies added 217,000 payroll jobs last month, the most in 5 months. The bulk of those were in service sector jobs, though the firm says 6,000 manufacturing jobs were also added. Stocks gave ground on Wall Street today. The Dow dropped 158 points to 17,729. The Nasdaq was down 33 points. You're listening to NPR. Prosecutors say they have dropped manslaughter charges against two BP supervisors who were responsible for safety aboard the Deepwater Horizon oil rig. A 2010 explosion aboard the drilling rig in the Gulf of Mexico killed 11 workers and led to the worst offshore oil spill in U.S. history. One of the two men then pleaded guilty to violating the Clean Water Act and will be sentenced in April. The other workers slated for trial in February. Giving Tuesday, yesterday's online fundraising event, saw a big increase in donations this year. That's based on initial reports. NPR's Pam Fessler reports the event involved tens of thousands of charities around the world.
Giving Tuesday was started a few years ago by nonprofits trying to encourage more charitable giving after big sales on Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and it looks like it might be working. Steve McLaughlin is with Blackboard, the company that processed most of the day's online gifts. He says they saw $40 million in U.S. donations, a 52% increase over last year.
That's a pretty positive trend. The other thing that we found was that Giving Tuesday donors were more generous than they were in the past year.
The average gift was up 6% to $137. Pam Fessler, NPR News.
Retailer Target says it's agreed to pay $39.4 million to settle charges in connection with a massive 2013 data breach at the company. Preliminary settlement filed today resolves ongoing class action claims by customers. When it was announced, the hacking incident, Target said at the time upwards of 40 million credit cards and data including email addresses and phone numbers were potentially compromised. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.